can see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour of Your Defending Fathers. Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of it today, this Thursday, July 9th, 2026 edition. Got some storm activity here at the studio. Hopefully, we will stay online on production. But, man, big winds, thunderstorm, lightning, huge. Greatly, greatly, greatly appreciate it. Let's see. Proof of purchase. There we go. Okay, very good. Got that? Good. Thank you. All right. One thing that I did want to mention, and this is kind of interesting. State Representative Parker Fairburn put out a press release talking about budget includes significant investment for higher education in Northern Michigan and the UP. State Representative Parker Fairburn secured major investments for investing in higher education in this year's state budget, delivering additional funding for Lake Superior State University and North Central Michigan College to expand educational opportunities, strengthening workforce training, and to support long-term economic growth across the region. Our colleges in Northern Michigan are incredibly important to our communities, and we want to keep them competitive, so students continue choosing to learn, work, and to build their futures right here in Northern Michigan. Our students deserve the same higher quality education, facilities, and technologies that are available downstate. These investments will help ensure our schools have the resources they need to prepare the next generation for success. Press release says through Fairburn's efforts, the budget includes a $30 million capital outlay appropriation for Lake Superior State University Center for Applied Science and Engineering Technology. The updated facilities will expand educational opportunities in high demand fields, strengthen workforce development, and help position the university for continued growth. University President David Travis said LSSU is thrilled to receive this much-needed support from the state to bolster our ongoing efforts to significantly improve the infrastructure of our campus. I very much appreciate the support of Representative Fairburn in helping to make this happen. The budget also provides $3.456 million in capital outlay appropriation to the North Central Michigan College to support expansion of their Skilled Trades Education Pathway Center, creating new opportunities for workforce training, innovation, and student success. In addition, Farburn secured $2.5 million legislatively for direct spending to the LDSI program to establish a grant for a new dental hygiene program at the college. This will help address the workforce shortages in northern Michigan. Short break, word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing: people, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number three, getting back to Lansing. And it's kind of interesting that this process that we're going through right now in this upcoming election ties in also with the budget, this is kind of interesting, is because the budget was supposed to look like the Republicans reduced the budget from last year. There's only one problem. It was an accounting maneuver that proved to actually increase the budget. I talked about this a couple of days ago. Friday, last Friday, July 3rd, it was announced that over a just marathon session in both the House and the Senate, they came up with a budget to forward to Governor Gretchen Whitmer for consideration and signing before the 4th of July summer break. Fiscal year 2027 budget was advertised as being $75.2 billion. However, when you actually get into it, it authorizes $86.4 billion in spending after the lawmakers shifted $9.2 billion in federal Medicaid dollars into a boilerplate instead of listing them as appropriation spending in the total budget. $9.2 billion from federal Medicaid taxes tucked into a boilerplate in this current year's budget is getting actually expended in the 2027 budget. $6 billion came from the Quality Assurance Assessment Program tax on hospitals, an additional $3.2 billion for taxes on insurance providers. Well, according to the Citizens Research Council of Michigan Senior Research Associate Robert Snyder, this money is being reinserted into next year's budget boilerplate. There's no risk to these funds, and having them in the boilerplate basically just obscures the total amount of the budget and actually makes it look smaller. There's no real rationale for doing this, and I don't see that there's any real benefit to doing it. In fact, I think the harm in doing it is that it obscures the true size of the budget. Well, where did this all start? The funding placed in the boilerplate came during last year's fiscal 2026 budget on the argument that the money was in flux due to rule changes that was being implemented based on the so-called One Big Beautiful Bill Act. CMS in Washington gave the all clear that the state could use the $3 billion in Medicaid funds come on January 30th of this year. House Speaker Matt Hall acknowledged the accounting maneuver during a press conference this week, arguing that for the first time, this move is in line actually with what other states are doing. We're developing an apples-to-apples comparison. Well, Snyder argued that the funding has always been a line item included in the budget until last year. It's not a problem, but pulling it out of the actual total budget numbers makes the budget look much smaller than it really is relative to past budgets. He said anyone comparing budgets that didn't know the funding was there would believe the budget is actually much smaller. Well, I got to be honest, folks. That was my reaction. When I saw 75.2 compared to the current 81 billion, I went, good for the Republicans. Well, Speaker Hall has defended the smaller $75.2 billion number as actually being correct and accused the Citizens Research Council of being dishonest and being in the back pockets of the Democrats. some of this stuff they were fighting about is increased federal spending that we say we have no control over. There's funding that federal funding has chosen to be discretionary over mandatory. Hall continued saying that Pennsylvania and North Carolina have smaller budgets because they don't count any of the federal revenue in their budgets. So when you look at actual state spending, we decreased the spending by $800 million over fiscal year 2026. He pointed, for example, to the Michigan Department of Environment, Great Lakes, and Energy budget, which was cut by 30%. Well, on that point, I got a text message from State Representative Cam Cavett. He sent me a text and said, "We, Cam, cut the Eagle budget by 30%. Same exact numbers that Speaker Hall mentions in the story. Cam Cavett said, "When I inherited this budget for Eagle, it was $1.2 billion. I cut $800 million last year in 2026 and cut additional $6 million negotiated this year. If we can't change the culture of Eagle, we can make sure that they don't have any extra money to spend." But here's the problem. Federal dollars are still dollars. And if you're going to spend the federal dollars, you have to include it in the budget. How can you spend the money and not account for the expense if you don't count the revenue? So basically, $86.4 billion is the actual number that will be spent in the budget for fiscal year 2027. So I just wanted to backtrack a little and make sure that we fully explain that. I got a couple of people who texted me, said, yes, we need to definitely mention this and fix it. Now, one of the things that we're also looking at in tracking this process is the fact that some of this money that they're talking about, putting a lot of pressure for explanations from the state reps and the state senators. We talked about the 66 policy bills that they passed as part of the budget as well. Well, this is definitely going to prove to be very interesting as we move forward. One of the bills that is getting a little controversy, Senate passed three bills that were part of House Speaker Matt Hall's transparency and ethics platforms. Some of them are actually getting pushback from fellow Republicans. One of them, term-limited Senator Ed McBroom, fought against Matt Hall's House Bills 4062, 63, and 4604. This is a problem because the bills will subject former governors, lieutenant governors, department directors, as well as state representatives and state senators to serve a 2-year prohibition on registering as lobbyists. Critics of the revolving door argue especially because of Michigan's term limits, legislators can be easily persuaded by special interest groups and organizations if they believe working and voting on certain issues result in a lobbyist job opportunity after they leave Lansing. Right now, legislative tenures are capped at 12 years of total service between the House and the Senate. Well, following a substitute that was added in the Senate, anyone who violates this would be committing a 90-day misdemeanor and a $1,000 fine. Also, the bill makes it clear that the former House member or senator could still run for elected office. Senator Ed McBroom vehemently opposed the bills, calling them an egregious violation of each legislator's First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, freedom of association. McBroom called Speaker Hall's bills just virtual signaling bills that take away our rights, especially in an era where term limits cause members to lose their jobs. We lose our credentials, our certifications, and our licenses. These assets that may have had in whatever business they owned or operated before serving in Lansing. He said lawmakers gain a set of skills while serving, with the bills suddenly telling them now they can't take a job on what they are very well performed to do. Term-limited State Senator Ed McBroom described the legislation as eliminating the opportunity for farmers serving in the legislature who would want to join the Michigan Farm Bureau's board of directors upon leaving. Now it requires them to register as a lobbyist. Well, other senators that joined McBroom was John Bumstead. Thank God he's gone. Kevin Daley, Roger Hoke, Michelle Hatenga, Rick Outman, and Roger Victory, including Ed McBroom. By the way, Senator John DeMoose, he voted for it. So just want to make sure that everybody understands that this is now sent to the governor for her signature and becoming law. Not going to get term limited out of the House and Senate and immediately get hired to be a lobbyist. You got to sit out for 2 years, and that will cause them to lose certain certifications, potentially harming their ability to get hired as a lobbyist. We'll see if Governor Gretchen Whitmer signs it. Final half hour of today's show. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is